pretty tune from Jesse Clegg, a fresh tune on 88, Girl Lost in the City, the acoustic version, and it's 7 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. It's time for the Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week slot, and today it's with great pleasure that I introduce you to two lovely ladies from Tops, Amanda Mtembu and Victoria Magwaza.
Valencia,
sorry. Victoria was my great-grandmother's maiden. No, I'm joking. It's lovely to see you both, Valencia and Amanda. And we're talking today about a particularly interesting creation, a Sauvignon Blanc 2023. It's by an outfit called, or certainly the title is called, Creation. It's a wine of origin from the Cape South Coast, and I know absolutely nothing about it, which is not surprising because I'm not really supposed to. I'm just somewhere here pressing the buttons. But the two ladies from Tops at Lifestyle know all about it. So let's go. Amanda, tell us about this Creation Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, so the Creation Sauvignon Blanc is all about minerality all the way. So they're only doing about really crisp and on-the-spot kind of wines without blending the wines with a certain wine just to balance it off. It's all about purity of the grape itself. So this is 100% Sauvignon Blanc that's from the Hamelin Art Valley.
And who is the maker?
So the maker is Jean-Claude Martin.
He's the winemaker.
He's the winemaker, the cellarmaster, and also the owner of Creation Wine Estate.
Oh, so the Creation is the name of the estate?
Yes, Creation is the name of the estate.
Okay, is it a new estate?
No, it's not.
Been around for a while?
Been around for a while, yes.
I'm interested to see the alluring aromas of elderflower, papaya, cassis, passion fruit, and kumquat on the palate. Clean minerality rules to go with all of those gorgeous aromas. So maybe we should just have a splash, shall we?
Yes.
If you reach across and you can actually hear the sound effect of wine pouring, because it's up there. We go. It looks beautiful. Valencia is no. You're not going to have a taste, no. Because you're not particularly feeling it today. Yeah. Okay. Understand that. But let's take a look. So. On the nose, the alluring aromas are elderflower, papaya, cassis, passion fruit, and kumquat. None of those I'm particularly familiar with, but passion fruit possibly. But on the palate, clean minerality rules. Now, last week we spoke about Sauvignon having interesting descriptive adjectives.
Don't remind me.
We won't go there, but maybe this is it.
Now, I can actually definitely get the elderflower because that's one of my favorite syrups when I'm making a cocktail at home. Oh. I like to make myself a nice elderflower mojito, and I can actually get the elderflower on this.
I've got to tell you, this is lovely. It is. You know what I said every week, but I think that's because you only bring, and thank you for only bringing in the good wine.
Lucky you.
I don't want you to bring in the plonk because then I'd have to be too brutal. But again, yet again, it's wonderful to discover all of these new and exciting varietals that are currently on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle. If you're a Sauvignon Blanc fan, you're going to love this. It really is, you know, the minerality, as you say. Some might be put off by that by saying, well, does that mean that it's very dry and bitter? Not at all.
No, it's not. It's not a very bone dry one. I think also the lees contact plays a very huge role in it because they play around with lees for about 3 months. So it gives a bit of structure and body and a bit of complexity to the wine as well.
That is the word, complexity.
Yes.
It's a very complex
it
wine.
It is complex. It's not that sharp kind of Sauvignon Blanc, but it got a beautiful layer on the palate.
Well, you describe it so well. What would this, if you were planning a dinner or a lunch, what would you serve with that?
I would probably go with a really nice creamy style prawns. Some mussels I'd go with.
So seafood?
Seafood mostly, yes. Uh-huh. But nice and creamy kind of seafood. Because with a bit of creamy texture that you're getting because of the fine lees contact, it's going to blend very well.
Wow. So absolutely perfect for summer in Belito.
Yes.
And what sort of price point are we talking?
We're talking only $146.
Wow. It's a good wine, and at that price, I would imagine that it'll be extremely popular. How's it selling?
It is selling very well. Like, Croatian wines are very popular because of their cool climates. Because up in the Hamino Art Eddy, nice cool climates. They do very well, mostly on the white varietals, and also really good Pinot Noir they do as well.
Wow. So currently, good stocks at Lifestyle Tops.
Enough stock for everyone.
And if you're looking for, possibly you haven't tried, Creation, the 2023 Sauvignon Blanc, it is really worth a go if you are curious what you'll be expecting, and you will definitely perceive the aromas of elderflower, papaya, cassis, passion fruit, and kumquat, and then on the palate this clean minerality that pairs extremely well with creamy mussels or prawns or any of those delectable seafoods done in a sort of rich...
Even with chicken as well, Dave. Even with chicken, it is going to go really well.
So there it is. The summer meals planned now out for the next couple of weeks, you know. If you are looking for something to go with your chicken or seafood spectacular, go for the Creation Sauvignon Blanc 2023, currently available at Tops at Lifestyle. I thank you, my very special guests, Amanda and Valencia.
Forgive me for the
wrong name. She looked like Queen Victoria for a second.
She does look very stern today. Yes.
Because I think you're not well. I understand. I look with sometimes not well. But lovely to see you both again. And thank you for introducing us to this exceptional wine. And we look forward to another session with Tops at Lifestyle in a week's time.
Yes, that is true.
And the afternoon show continues.